Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Ours to Protect is returning to Midlands 103 this morning. The six-month series will look at our environment and the natural world around us. It will focus on the voices of young people from around Laois, Offaly and Westmeath, and we'll hear some of the incredible projects they are working on to make our world a better place. This morning we are focusing on the flora and fauna in the Midlands as Biodiversity Week kicks off in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath tomorrow. From the dawn chorus walks to nighttime bat spotting, there is something for all the family. Midlands 103 Sinead Hubbell has been speaking with Offaly County Council's Biodiversity Officer Ricky Whelan, who says the spring flower walks are always popular.
Biodiversity Week is an annual celebration of nature in Ireland, and it's on in May time, between the 16th and the 25th of May, because that is peak season in terms of spring flowering plants, of our birds singing, all that sort of stuff. So nature really comes alive by that time of the year. All our migratory birds are back, the bees are on the wing, they're flying around, and our flowers are in bloom. So it's a really, really good week to celebrate nature at its best in Ireland. But biodiversity is essentially, it's two words in one. It's biological and diversity. And biological means anything living or that has cells, so plants and animals. And diversity means all the different ones. So it's all the living things on our planet. So biodiversity just means, it means exactly that. So when we talk about biodiversity, we essentially mean, I suppose, nature. And that's how I would have learned. Before biodiversity was a widely used term, we would have referred to it as nature, essentially.
Over the course of the next week, there's going to be lots of events taking place. What's happening?
Yeah, so across the country, there will be, on a county level, there will be events everywhere, all around the Midlands region, Laois, Offaly, Westmeath, definitely. And if people want to see what's going on in their area or close to them, they can go onto the Biodiversity Week website at biodiversityweek.ie, and they can search by county. And there'll be various events, so there's always staples to go with Biodiversity Week. Dawn and dusk choruses to hear the seasonal bird song are always good ones. Spring flower walks, various things like that, as well as you know, wetland walks, bog walks, all sorts of things. So in Offaly, for example, we're opening with a spring flower walk to Tullamore Wetlands, which is a newly established wetland on the edge of Tullamore River, just across from the fire station there. So if people want to come along to that, they'd be more than welcome, and that's on Friday night the 16th. So we open with that one, and then later on next week, then we have Dusk Chorus in Gieshill on Tuesday evening. And then that opens into Wednesday morning, where we kick off the Gieshill BioBlitz proper with the Dawn Chorus in Gieshill, the Glebe Walk. And then there's going to be a 24-hour BioBlitz there with lots and lots of people and organisations going around the village and the wider village area looking for as many species as they can in that 24-hour period. So that's going to be very exciting. So then there's a bat walk that night. So Wednesday in Gieshill next week will really be one of the highlights of Biodiversity Week in Offaly. But there is absolutely piles of stuff going around the Midlands region. So if people want to check it out, there'll be stuff for you know, family friendly, for people that are more into more sort of niche stuff and more nerdy stuff. And then there's lots, you know, for everyone. So I definitely encourage everyone to go to biodiversity.ie and find out what's going on near them.
What's the difference between the Dawn Chorus and the Dusk Chorus?
The time of day, that's the only thing. So what's happening during the dawn or dusk chorus is, so every season this chemical switch goes off in male birds' brains, and it tells them that they have to sing and find themselves a mate for the year so they can spread their genetics. There's no other reason for it. And they want to sing the loudest and the proudest and the most beautiful song to establish the fact with the females that are listening nearby that he is the happiest and the healthiest and the most organized male that she could pick the mate with, and that he will be a good mate for her and he has good genetics. So the better his song, the stronger his song, the longer he can sing for, demonstrates that to the female birds, and that's how she chooses her mate in the case of songbirds. So it's the male birds to look all flash. I mean, give the example of pheasants or even mallard ducks, in that the males are the most colourful and dramatic and handsome of the pair, and the females are very brown and drab. And the reason is because her job is to lay the clutch of eggs and look after them. And if she was all flash and all that sort of stuff, she would be picked off easier by predators, would be predators like foxes perhaps or whatever. But the male, his only job is to be the cock of the walk, look great, spread his genetics, and off he goes. And that's why they are so active at this time of year. So What happens to the males in the morning is to give one good belt of song in the morning to let the females know they're there, to let them know they survived the night, that they're still strong and vigorous. Then they go off and feed and get that energy back that they've spent to singing all day. And then they'll have another go before they go to sleep again before they roost for the night, save that energy. So to give it one go before the evening to let the women know they're still around and they're still up for nesting and all that behaviour.
So that's great. So if you're not an early riser, you don't have to miss out on it.
No, you can still get yourself a woman or a man, as the case may be.
Bat walks are very popular in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath this year. What can people expect if they take part in one?
Yeah, bat walks are very similar to a dawn chorus or a dusk chorus walk in that, but this time you're listening to, well, isn't the song of bats, but it is their voice and their communications, if you like. So what bat walks do together with Bat Conservation Ireland bat groups around the counties is they go out and they're very popular events, and they will use these things called heterodyne bat detectors. They're like little things, roughly the size of a smartphone, and they can hear the signal or the echolocations that the bats put out to try and find, because bats are going around in the dark. Bats aren't blind, but to see better in the dark, they use echolocation, which is sending out a signal into the area around them, and it bounces back when it hits something like a moth or an insect they might want to eat, and that identifies to the bat that they're there. But with these heterodyne detectors, a bat detector for short, we can pick up those signals and we hear a range of clicks and various sounds like that tells us that the bats are around. So it's really exciting when the kids and people can hear and see the bats flying around at twilight. So they're always massively the events are really well attended for whenever we have bat events. So they're a real staple of biodiversity.
And Ricky, one event in Laois actually caught my eye. It's moth trapping. What does that entail?
Yeah, again, moths are fascinating and we don't really connect with them too much because they're a nocturnal animal as well, but their life cycle is incredible and the amount of them. And people they're more familiar with butterflies, which are the same family. They're both from the family Lepidoptera. But butterflies are basically the day-flying version in a sense. They're very closely linked. But there are day-flying moths now. I don't want to confuse things. But the moths come to light and they can be attracted to light. So when you put out what's called a moth trap, you're trapping live moths. You're attracting them to a bulb that's left on through the night. It's a very bright light that moths can see from a far distance, and they're attracted to basically a box that there's areas for them to shelter in, and they'll go into the box and they'll stay there overnight when it's cold, and the next morning people who are trapping the moths will come out and identify them and count them and put in that data to the likes of the biodiversity data centre and things. So it's a bit of a citizen science, but it's also a very enjoyable thing. And this time of year, all through the summer, once the months heat up, the plethora of species and the diversity of moths and the colours and the shapes and the sizes is something else. They would put most of our butterflies to shame. It's really incredible.
Ricky, I recently met with students from Tullamore College, Ryan Plunkett and Killian Farrell, who were telling me about their grass sheets project, which they were using grass to turn into paper. And they had a couple of questions about biodiversity that they'd like to ask you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
How does Offaly County Council aim to handle its grass waste?
Yeah, very good question. So in the first place, we try to reduce the amount of grass waste or risings that we... So we mulch a lot of our grass and we leave it where it lies. And that means we have to cut regularly. So it is an issue for us. And we do have to constantly monitor that and work on it as well. So then the stuff that we don't, we compost it on site and various things like that. But we certainly don't... We're not currently turning it into paper, I can tell you that.
What is Offaly County Council doing in schools to help promote diversity amongst students and teachers?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose as a local authority, we don't have a direct, role or remit in education in this country. However, we have a couple of programmes where we do have influence there. So through our environmental awareness officer, who coordinates the Green Schools programme from a local authority point of view, we would be where you would have contact with the schools through the Green Flags programme, which everyone would be familiar with in the primary and secondary schools. So that's one way we do that. And then through my role, we encourage schools to take up the services of the Heritage in Schools service, which is coordinated by the Heritage Council, where they can get heritage ambassadors to come to their schools to talk about any myriad of stuff from built to natural and cultural heritage. So that could be a historian, it could be an ecologist, it could be someone that's an expert in plants or animals, any sort of thing. And that's available to schools as well at quite a decent rate, if you like, to them. So that's two ways. And then we also support them through the likes of the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan and various things in the work we do and the resources we have through the libraries. So the libraries would have a strong connection with our schools in the county, and they would be constantly promoting different initiatives, be it pollinator stuff or be it Biodiversity Week. So, and I suppose we would always have clear links with the schools through our libraries. So awfully libraries would promote a lot of the biodiversity stuff, the resources, the guidelines I would be putting out and trying to promote through my job, through our different branches across the towns and municipal districts in the town. So the libraries have very close links with the schools. So even for Biodiversity Week now in Burr MD, in Tullamore MD and in Eden Derry, they're inviting school groups in to talk about birds of prey, native birds of prey in Ireland, and school groups will get to do that. That's already arranged for next week with Raven Haven, who keep those native birds of prey as well. So we're constantly doing events like that through our libraries network.
Is Offaly County Council doing more to provide spaces for biodiversity?
Yeah, we are absolutely doing that. So we try to, we have a flagship site in each of our MDs. So in Burr, that is a place called Singfield. And we manage a lovely area there for wildlife and biodiversity, and it's kept quite wild, and we graze it using a partner, a grazier, who does graze it, but we don't allow certain things. We don't allow nitrogen to be spread and various things like that to allow the natural flowers to grow naturally as they would. And we manage the riparian woodland, which is the river woodland along the Camcor River there, quite carefully for wildlife as well and biodiversity. So that's one area. And through our parks and a place as well as Tullamore Town Park, Eden Derry, Bundell Park, for example, we have wild biodiversity areas there as well, and we manage. And just tonight, actually, I'm going down to Tullamore Park to pick out some spots for some new bat roost boxes we have to install there with my colleagues in the outdoors team. So we're constantly managing our areas for biodiversity, and I'm constantly on to the different sections and colleagues to try and enhance that and do more than what we do. I mean, people will even see our No More May signs around various towns and villages over the next couple of weeks, and we're trying to manage our grass better for pollinators as well. So there's a lot going on. And again, Tullamore Wetland is our flagship site in Tullamore. And then in Eden Derry, it's Blundell Park. We're trying to develop some new stuff there as well. So I would say we have a lot going on.
Brilliant. Excellent. And if students do want to learn more about biodiversity or get in touch with the project that they might have, how can they contact you, Ricky?
Yeah, so my contacts are all there on Offaly County Council website. They'll get me through the main switchboard or any of the emails. So if they Google or search Offaly County Council Biodiversity, they'll get directed to me straight away, and that's no problem if anyone wants to reach out.
Thanks to Ricky Whelan, who's the Biodiversity Officer with Offaly County Council. And thanks to the Tullamore students, Ryan Plunkett and Killian Farrell, for putting their questions about biodiversity to Ricky. For the Hours to Protect series, Midlands 103 has partnered with the IBI and Institute for Climate Sound and Society, Harvard, to find out the sounds of nature. We're looking for organisations, schools or community groups that involve young people to make recordings of the sounds in their area over the next couple of months. If you're interested in getting involved, you can email studio@midlands103. We're going to provide the equipment and expertise. It's all part of the Hours to Protect series, which is brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Mann with the television licence fee. For more information, see midlands103.com.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Mann with the television licence fee.